Hey there, ever feel like you're just wading through AI hype? Like you want more than just the headlines? We're going to fix that. Today's deep dive, it's all about your work with generative AI. And let me tell you, you've been busy with some really forward-thinking stuff. Presentations, transcripts, even your LinkedIn, you're serious about this. Going beyond the AI basics. And speaking of going beyond, you've been looking into Dr. Paul Welty, right? He's the Vice Provost for Academic Innovation at Emory. But here's the thing, PhD in philosophy. Yeah, philosophy. Paul's all about taking AI beyond those simple tasks, unlocking what he calls the unknown uses, especially in universities. So get ready, because we're going to see how he's using AI not to just, like, tweak things here and there, but to totally reinvent how things get done in education. Now, Paul, he gets it. He starts with the usual suspects, content creation, summarizing those endless meetings, even AI writing code. But then he gets to what really matters. There's this hidden downside. You're still spending a ton of time on this stuff, right? Guiding the AI every step of the way. It's not really changing how you work, is it?
Right. It's like getting a fancy new oven, but you still got to chop all the veggies by hand. What Paul does so well is he changes how we even think about this. It's not what can AI do, it's how can we use it to completely transform the way we work and learn.
Yeah.
He wants AI that works on a bigger scale, almost independently, woven into all those complex things we do every day, stuff we haven't even figured out how to do yet.
Okay, so get this. Paul has this idea, the noun-verb process model. AI handles all the verbs, the actions, the doing, but the nouns, the outputs, the big picture stuff, that's where you come in. You make the decisions, call the shots, make sure the AI is on the right track.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but that just clicked for me, made so much sense.
Yeah, and that's where his philosophy background comes in handy. He gets it. He's made this framework for humans and AI to actually work together, recognizing that AI's got this raw power, but human intuition, that human spark. That's irreplaceable. It's not about replacing us. It's about making us even better.
And you know how you were looking at those notes about that editorial process? Paul didn't just think about this model. He built it. It analyzes content, pitches story ideas, even drafts interview questions. But here's the thing. He's still in control. He picks which ideas are worth exploring, which stories matter. Then the experts come in, give all the real insights.
It's the perfect example of Paul's ideas in action. AI isn't replacing writers. It's taking care of the boring stuff so the humans can focus on what matters, the critical thinking, the tough decisions, that human touch that makes a story really grab you.
Okay, this next one's straight out of Silicon Valley. He made an AI VC.
And not just any VC. This one's all about pushing students, grilling them on their business ideas, just like a real investor.
It's like giving them a dose of reality.
Yeah, that
right?
One.
But in a safe space where it's okay to experiment and, yeah, even fail a little.
Exactly. It's all about simulating those high-stakes situations, but without the real-world consequences.
And he even takes it up a notch, right, with the skeptical VC bot, where
yeah.
The AI is basically programmed to poke holes in everything.
Exactly. Like, imagine having this AI investor just peppering you with questions, forcing you to think on your feet, defend your ideas, and get used to hearing no, which, let's face it, is a big part of the real world.
Okay, so we've got AI making content creation smoother and training way more personalized. But where's the big finish? You were looking at this hyper-personalization thing. What's Paul getting at there?
This is where it gets really interesting. He's talking about a future where education isn't just customized, it's hyper-personalized. Think about a course that adapts not just to how you learn best, but to your personality, what you're trying to achieve, even your mood that day.
So not just swapping out textbooks for AI-generated ones, this is like changing how we learn at a fundamental level.
Exactly. And he suggests using things like personality tests, DISC assessments, specifically and pre-tests to figure out what you already know. Then the AI uses all that data to create a learning experience that fits you perfectly.
Okay, I need an example. How would this actually work in a real class?
Let's say you're learning project management. If the AI sees you're super analytical, it might focus on those data-driven tools, give you these detailed case studies to pick apart. But if you're more people-oriented, it might emphasize communication, team building, give you more interactive stuff to work through.
Whoa. So everyone in the same course could be having totally different experiences.
Exactly. And because AI can generate and adapt content so quickly, we can actually do this on a larger scale. It's like giving everyone their own personal tutor.
That's wild.
Yeah.
This obviously has huge implications for education, but Paul also talks about the economic side, right? How AI changes the whole game when it comes to knowledge and expertise.
Absolutely. He makes this point that AI is making it way cheaper to create and customize content. Stuff that used to be super expensive, like specialized training. Now it's efficient, doable.
So it's not just about speed, it's about making knowledge and training more accessible to everyone.
Yeah. This could be huge for democratizing knowledge. Imagine small businesses getting the same level of training as those giant corporations. That's the kind of future AI could create.
This is all really exciting, but I'm guessing it's not all perfect, right? Didn't Paul talk about some of the challenges with this AI revolution?
Yeah, he's definitely realistic about the potential problems, especially quality control. Just because AI can crank out content quickly doesn't mean it's always good content. Or even accurate. We can't just trust machines to get it right every time.
So how do we make sure the AI isn't just spitting out garbage? Or even worse, wrong information?
That's where we come in, humans. Paul emphasizes having strong quality control and human oversight the whole way through. It's not about replacing our judgment. It's about humans and AI working together to make sure the end result is actually good and valuable.
It's like we almost have to become the quality control department, right?
Yeah.
Make sure the AI is working for us, not the other way around.
Totally. And that actually connects to another big thing Paul talks about happens to human experts with AI in the picture. Are we all going to be out of a job?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question these days, isn't it?
Well, Paul's pretty clear that he sees AI as a way to boost our expertise, not replace it. But our roles, they're going to have to adapt.
So how do we adapt?
Yeah.
What skills are we going to need in this AI-powered world?
He says things like critical thinking, being creative, making good judgments, that stuff's going to be even more important. It's about seeing the big picture, connecting the dots, making those judgment calls that AI just can't handle yet.
So we're not replaced by AI. We're kind of moving up the ladder,
right?
Guiding it, shaping it, making sure it's actually useful. Like we're the conductors of the AI orchestra.
Exactly. And that leads to another question. How do we get the next generation ready for all this?
Because it's one thing for us to adapt, but we got to make sure they're starting off on the right foot.
Right. Paul says we need to rethink education from the bottom up. Less about memorizing facts, because AI can do that in its sleep, and more about those core human skills we were just talking about.
So less about cramming, more about critical thinking, solving problems, working together, all that stuff that makes us human.
Exactly. We got to give students the tools to succeed in a world where AI is on their team, not replacing them. And that means teaching them to be lifelong learners, always experimenting, adapting, and growing right alongside these technologies.
That's huge, especially when you think about relying too much on AI. We talked about making sure the information's good, but there's also that risk of just becoming passive learners, right?
Oh, absolutely. Paul even mentioned this study where students aced a test using ChatGPT. Sounds great, except when they had to actually explain the stuff, they couldn't. Got the answers right, but didn't learn a thing.
Like using GPS all the time. You get where you need to go, but you never learn the route yourself. Completely dependent.
Exactly. We need that balance. Use AI for what it's good at. Speed, efficiency, finding information. But don't forget about really understanding things, about the learning process itself.
Don't just use AI as a shortcut. Let it help you actually learn.
Exactly. And that's what's so great about Paul's work. It's not just tech talk. It's about the big questions, the so what, that's going to shape how we work, how we learn, how we deal with all this in the years to come.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Paul's AI world, I keep asking myself if AI can change how we work, how we learn, even what it means to be an expert. What does that mean for you? What are you curious about? What possibilities are you going to explore? Think about that as you go on your own AI journey. Remember, it's not just about the tech. It's about the choices we make and how those choices shape us right back. Until next time, keep thinking big.